The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio in Radio Land. Good morning. It is the 26th of March. We are blowing through March. Ben, you let March get away. And 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can reach us at 530-605-4567. Want to get in the chat room? Go to KCNR1460.com. It's easy to get in. It's like the Hotel California, though. You can check in, but it's hard to check out. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
You're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yes, sir.
I mean, if you had a tail, it would be bushy. What national day do we have here?
We have multiple. National No-Gut Day. Spinach Day.
National what?
No-Gut.
No guts.
What?
No guts, no glory?
No guts?
Am I saying it wrong?
I don't know.
I'd spell it.
It's here. I'll show you. It's
no. Don't show
like
me.
It's like in Snickers, you know.
Nougat.
Oh, nougat. That's inside a candy bar.
Yeah, Nougat Day. Okay, there's got to be another one.
There's National Diabetes Association Alert Day.
Okay, Diabetes Association Alert Day.
That's and Ellipsy. That's all of them.
Okay. All right. Okay. Weather. Today, sunny with a high near 65. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 44. Okay, now, starting Wednesday, about a 90% chance of showers starting after 11 a.m. and about a quarter of an inch possible more of rain. Wednesday night, showers and possibly thunderstorms. Did y'all see the thunderstorms the other day? Did you see that photo that was on Facebook? I got to go back and see who took that. But
the one with
the moon was.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the moon was out. And it had the clouds, and it had the lightning going across the sky.
Oh, cool.
Beautiful.
I just saw the hail south of town. And
well, it hailed on our house, too.
Yeah.
About gust as high as 22 miles per hour on Wednesday night. New rainfall. Well, so we're going to get like a half an inch of rain here over the next couple of days.
What is that?
That's you. That's your sound.
That is the weirdest thing. I'm like, yes. Why is my phone talking? It's on silent.
Thursday, showers likely, and showers on Friday. It looks like it's like 80%. Saturday, partly sunny, but with showers. And Sunday, a chance of showers, but mostly sunny. And Monday, sunny with a high near 71. So, starting tomorrow, showers again, so enjoy today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, family owned company here that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, that treats their customers like friends. It's veteran owned. They've won awards for hiring veterans as the top business in the North State, small business in the North State to do that. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with James Masada.
Good morning.
And Nigel Skeet.
Good morning.
Where's your cohort?
Oh,
is she on
Linda
assignment?
Is down in Sacramento. No, she's not on assignment day. She's always on assignment Tuesdays and Thursdays. But
it's Nougat Day.
Nougat Day. No, she's down with her family down there. You know, Tom had that. You know, had that medical problem, so she's down there helping that. I mean, it's a never-ceasing, you know, stream of physical therapists, nurses, phone calls from doctors.
Okay.
Then her brother, the doctor, gets into it with the doctors there from Kaiser Permanente. Doesn't get into it, but, you know, they have lively discussions. So this has been good. This will go on probably for another few weeks at least. But she says he's never looked better. Mm. And, I mean, you know, just except for the fact he's got a catheter that he's carrying around and trying to get that out of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Her parents are older, aren't they?
92 and 90.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, yeah, It's those things where you kind of like.
They could live to be 100. But, yeah, I mean, 90, if you've reached 90, you're doing okay.
Last year, they went on a three-week trip. Last year, you wish that you had their mental and physical abilities when you're 80, much less when you're 90.
Yeah.
So,
that's
anyway,
awesome.
That's where Linda is, and she'll be down there for a couple of days. Okay, we're going to talk about the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. Before we start that, something hit the papers this week. Where there was a $12 million payment being moved in Shasta County, voting on it, in fact, today, to move it over. And it was a mystery about what was this $12 million.
Mm-hmm. And, I'll take it.
Well, six to me. And no. As it turns out, this was a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. It came out in the paper today. It was a lawsuit that was settled. And now they're just moving the money over, and it involved the Shasta County Sheriff's deputy setting up in a sniper position, well, an Overwatch position. I guess that sounds better. And he shot a guy that was getting out of a car when the other deputy was on the ground. The guy had a knife. Anyway, they found that the county was liable for this, mm-hmm. even though there were no charges filed against the sergeant, as you will find in a lot of these cases. And so it cost the county $12 million. So that's it. That was the big brouhaha for 48 hours or 24 hours.
And to be honest with you, I feel bad. I know nothing about it. But how long ago was this? The incident?
It was a couple years ago. It was a couple years ago. Yeah. And I remember it. I remember the case because it was kind of, to me, it's kind of interesting about why this happened, how it happened, and all that.
Yeah.
Because we have guys in Overwatch all the time to protect your troops going along the street.
Yeah.
The movie American Sniper, perfect example of it. But we'd have our people up as you're moving along because they've got a better view and all this. That can kind of – so it's Overwatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
So how did that – how did that transpire? I mean, like,
the guy was a veteran with PTSD issues and drug issues, according to the article. And there had been an altercation, and the family called the police. He raced away in his car, car, drove it kind of cross country, ran into a drop off, and drove over it. And the car, his car was upside down. And, the sheriff's deputies came, one went into Overwatch, I don't know how many other deputies were there. The guy had a knife. And when the guy was climbing out of the car, before he got out of the car, if I've read this right, he was killed. The family said, well, why would you do that? You didn't know he was going to do it and all that. And the sheriff's deputy said, hey, he had a knife, he was coming out of the car, I was protecting the other deputy. And that's what it comes down to. So that's what happened.
Yeah, those kind of things are tough to call.
Those are tragic things.
Yes. Well, first and foremost.
Adrenaline going.
Yeah.
Well, that, but you're trained for that. I mean, just because your adrenaline's running.
To me, it's like
a
flip back and forth between two pages, right?
Yeah.
Like my first thing is, if you were being called because of something that you were doing and you were acting as a criminal, right? And then you get in a car and you speed away and there's a chase and blah, blah. I mean, it's like, life is precious. Yeah. So I go back and forth saying, okay, so if you weren't doing all these things wrong, this would have never happened.
That's
right?
True.
There's some like ownership on that. But then also, if you crashed your car and you're climbing out of a window and you're trying to get your footing and get out, but that's not the point that you shoot somebody, even though you have a knife. But, I mean, so I'm like, it's really hard.
This is a tough case. And we've all been in situations like that where you're not sure. And in this case, the guy had mental problems, too.
Yeah.
So. And you're getting ready to tell me it's time to take a break already. We haven't even talked about the Chamber of Commerce yet, but we will.
Okay.
Let's take our first break. This portion of the show brought to you by, REU. Yes, REU. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle like James has.
Yeah, I actually like them.
He's got an electric vehicle. It's called a bike.
Yeah, that's true. I do already have one of those. And a scooter.
Well, Benjamin's got a scooter. And
they're fun, huh?
He drives his scooter from here to Shasta College, right?
I'm chewing on something.
he's eating.
But you know what?
He's having breakfast. But that's where you go, right? You can just nod your head.
When you're on a scooter, it's very freeing. There's something about it. It's fun. And that's, they move quickly. So going out to the college is not too bad. I mean, when I was younger, I used to swim at the college, and I would get there. I would rollerblade out to the college.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I knew a girl years ago that was a skateboarder. She was a Southern California girl, and she would skateboard for miles with her girlfriends, and they'd go out and they'd skateboard. I mean, to like Knott's Berry Park, which is like 10 miles away, and it'd be no problem.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
REU.
REU. But if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You know, the one I'm interested in after talking to you and seeing a few of these is maybe an electric bike.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can still pedal all you want, but when you're going up that hill at the end of the day, you're going, okay, let's kick in here. Mm-hmm. And it just takes me home.
Yep.
Take me home. Okay.
Country
All right.
Road.
7:16 in the morning. We'll be right back.
When you have a you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dust the Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner.
Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the universe of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's in Sacramento with her dad, mom, going through some medical stuff right now. Yeah, not her, her parents. So today is the 26th, Tuesday, the 26th of March, 7:20 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. And I'm here with Nigel Skeet and James Masada, who are the people behind the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. Tell me what that is.
Well, let's just smile at each other.
I like it. They smile. At least they're not holding hands. Okay.
This has been something in the works for quite some time.
We've been talking about tourism for so long, right? The California Adventure District and all that kind of stuff.
Tell people then. Explain to people before we get in the other one is how many billions of dollars is spent here for tourism and how much of it gets up here.
Well, so our region, our seven counties, we're batting at 1% of the California total,
which is billions.
Yes. And that is, we're clustered as Shasta Cascade Wonderland area.
Our seven counties. So to cut a long story short, we're batting at 1%. And then, but also, to be honest, the area on the coast, Del Norte, Humboldt, Mendocino Lake, they're batting at 1%.
Well.
So together, we're batting at 2% of the California total. So I combined the two regions.
Okay.
The California Adventure District. And then started to pursue what we could do to promote the area as a whole. So,
and how many counties is that we've like clustered 12. Together? 12 counties. So 12 counties. 12 counties out of what is there? 50?
58.
Yeah. We do, to combine, do barely 2% of the entire recreation.
And we take up a quarter of the California real estate.
Yeah. So something's awry.
Especially when you think about what we're talking about up here. Right. Lakes, mountains, yes. Coastline.
Now, granted, truth, you know, we don't have some of the high ticket items, right?
We don't have
the Disneylands and the Knott's and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I think we can do. And one of the key issues is, so when I put that together, I started working with pursuing the other counties, right? Yeah. So working with Trinity County and Humboldt County and Siskiyou County. And every county had its own either tourism or chamber or something going on. And then all of a sudden it struck me that Shasta County has nothing. What we have, we have the city of Reading, which is great. We have Reading. But Shasta County as a county.
We'll all do a great job. I mean, this is nothing.
But the county's not engaged. So it got to a point where I was curious why Shasta County's not engaged. I mean, we have the Shasta County EDC, but even that's more heavily focused on Reading. And I get it. Reading is the higher tax base for Shasta County. But Reading is, 60 square miles and Shasta County is 3,800 square miles. And so, finally got to the point where somebody at the county said, well, why don't you do it? So I said, fine, I'll do it. So we started the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, so that we could be peer-to-peer, right? So
yeah.
Shasta County, Trinity County, Siskiyou County, and that we could actually...
Yeah, so realistically, because there have been people that have approached us and said why, you know, the Shasta County already has a slew of chambers for their, you know, Palo Cedro, Shasta Lake, Anderson. And, you know, we're not looking to replace any of those chambers. We're looking to help to embrace all of them and then to help them work together better and uplift us as a county-wide process versus it being so siloed. And as Nigel said, he's done a great job of working with all the other counties in Northern California and saying, hey, we need to work together. We need to, you know, obviously your interest comes first as your county, as it should, you know, but we need to take those silos and open them up a bit and create a new one that everybody can pour a little bit of their resources into and, market and develop through California Adventure District the reason for people to come visit Northern California and spend their money and then go home and leave.
Would that be something like events up here?
It can be a million things, but yeah.
For the first couple of years, for me, it's about taking stock of what we've got together, right? So together we have 5 or 6 national forests, right? And we have together we have the coastline. Together we have Mount Shasta. Together we have all these things. This world class thing.
So instead of
marketing it as a weekend getaway. All right. Instead of marketing Redding as a weekend getaway or Shasta County as a weekend getaway, now we can do like a 14-day getaway.
Yeah, come here and travel Northern California and see Mount Shasta, see Mount Lassen, see the coastline.
And the infrastructure is here. Yeah. It's just very
underutilized.
Way underutilized, and it's disconnected, right? Like it needs to be brought together as a whole, like so that somebody can think about
our lakes. Lake Shasta, especially after the last few years, should just be the phone should have rang off the hooks. And, I mean, every boat on that lake should have been taken for the whole summer.
Mm.
And yet, I mean, they're doing good business. Don't misunderstand me. Yet, mm-hmm. If you had, you know, if it was a type of advertising campaign that you're on the lake for a week, and at the same time you can go out and
you
can get to the ocean.
It's funny that you say that, because organically it kind of already happens. So one of our members is the Lakeshore Inn Resort in Lakehead, and they're already booked for sold out for Labor
most
Day.
Most of the
those days are. But I'm just talking about June 5th to June 12th.
So one of the taglines that Nigel came up with originally was always open, and that was during the pandemic. And so one of the things that we are doing with it is that it's always open. You know, right? Like, because this is where everybody came during the pandemic from the Bay Area.
We were open.
You have enough space to actually socially distance during that time, and you were outdoors.
Naturally,
right?
Yeah.
So that's what we want. I mean, there are, we have to face, all aspects to this. There are people that say, well, we don't want people coming here. That's what we love it here. We don't want to turn it into, we don't want to turn it into another overpopulated place. But, you know, tourism is something that if you do it correctly, people come, they're here for a short period of time, they spend good money, they create a base that, you know, your cities, your counties are collecting their monies, and those monies are then vital to the infrastructure for the people that live here. There's a lot of things that are really missing. In most places, tourism funds public safety.
Exactly.
Right? And that's where a lot of our fire, police, all that get their money. None of that's done here.
Well, if you think about, there's 2% now. Just think if you just had 5%.
Well, that's been my...
That's the number that we're working
5%
off of. 5%. The trajectory is totally different.
Of what's being spent, on tourism here, you get 5% of it.
Yep, exactly.
But one of the main reasons why we are at 1% is because everybody has been so siloed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's doing their own thing. And Shasta County has not been engaged at all, hasn't had its own representation at all. So two things. We set the tone for finally, doing something dedicated to Shasta County.
Yeah.
And we also set the tone of not being so siloed. So we joined the Palisadro Chamber. They joined us. We joined Anderson. They joined us. We joined Shasta Lake City Chamber. They joined us. McLeod. Trinity, right? Willow Creek. So we're joining each other's chambers so that we can network together and build this framework of.
And who better to solve problems but the businesses themselves, right? Like, so a lot of businesses reach out to the chamber and be a part of it because it's supposed to uplift your business and talk for you and do those types of things, which is exactly what we want to do. But the struggles come from those businesses within the chamber, right? And so. You never know who your neighbor is until you have you're together, and that person may have a brilliant idea to solve your problem. And so our chamber is a really Nigel says a chamber with teeth. I say a working chamber. Like, so it's a chamber that's designed for the people within to use each other's knowledge and skills
And strengths.
And strengths to help each other.
But also to engage the county, right?
Yes.
So we've made it a point at all of our meetings to invite either the supervisors or somebody from the county to come and be available to the members, right? And encourage that dialogue and that relationship. And that, hey, if you have issues with, regulations or anything regarding the county, that's, from a small business standpoint, let's take that on.
Right? Okay. Because then at that point, you hold them accountable for taking care of their constituents, whatever it may be, right? Like if they say, oh, I didn't know that was a need, well, now you do.
Yeah, and now you need to act on it.
Yeah.
Got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Workers' compensation is what he is an expert in. He's got the largest office north of Sacramento for workers' compensation. And why? If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other things, you can give Patrick a call, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. Work injuries are life-changing, can be, and not just for you, but your family. Your employer wants you back, you want to get back, but the treatment's just not happening. That's why you need an expert like Patrick Gorman to be in your corner. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
At the Wind River Event Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Redding Rancheria.
The summer term course schedule is now available online for Shasta College. Priority registration will soon be starting, so beat the crowds. Contact a counselor if you need to, dust off the ed plan, and check out when your priority registration time is on your My Shasta or at www.shastacollege.edu. March 28th is for continuing students, trio students, continuing student athletes, baccalaureate degree student cohort, UMOGA students, MESA students, and college course students.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, radio station to the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
I'm the brightest.
Where in between? Good morning,
if you
everybody.
Look at me, you'll get blind.
Hey, there's some things happening that I want to tell you about. One, we're giving away a flag on Friday, so here's how you enter. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. Ben will take your name and your phone number, and you get entered in for the flag drawing on Friday. You can also go to our KCNR Facebook page, as many of you have, and put your name in there and your phone number, and we take that name and write it down and put you in for the drawing Friday for this American flag from the Flag Center. It's top quality flag, made in America, made in America. It's got color, you know, the colors are sun and weather resistant. It's a tough flag.
I think that's the crime of the century.
What?
If you have an American flag made
in China. Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Something wrong there. So keep calling. You can enter as many times as you want. However, if you want a flag, you're not going to win two. All right. I'm sorry, but we want to spread this around. And everybody that's got one of these has been real happy. So just keep calling.
Does it come with
530-605-4567. What?
Does it come with a pole?
Just a flag. But if you want to buy a flag pole.
You can at the Flag Center.
At the Flag Center.
Yeah.
Mike Huber and Ted Lighty bought me one.
Yes, I know. I remember that.
Yeah, it's a great flag pole.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get yourself a little solar light there.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps it lit at night.
And that's the rule, right? If you're going to fly it at night, it has to be lit?
It has to be lit.
Yeah. Is lit from the ground up or from the top down, or either or? Does
it
matter?
It could be either way.
Yeah, as long as there's light.
It could be. It's what I like to do is I hire one of the homeless to lay there at night where he's safe, but he has to have one of those headlights on his head, and he has to lay on his back, and it shines up like that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, hire the homeless. Okay, I'm here with James Masada and Nigel Skeet. We're talking about the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce that they've launched. And how long has it been out there now?
We got our first member on August 20th last year.
Okay. How much does it cost to join?
It's $97 a year.
$97 a year.
Whether you're mom and pop or Costco, it doesn't matter.
Makes no difference.
We are not a nonprofit, so we are... we're a regular for-profit business, right?
Okay.
And we're going to be doing our LLC. And the reason for that is a few reasons for that. If our members have a growth attitude or a for-profit attitude, then we want to have the same attitude that they do so that we can meet them where they're at. right now it's the three of us. So it's me and James and Jason from Reading Buzz. So the three of us. So we've set it so that the member dues don't go to us, so we don't draw any salaries. Right now we're all volunteering, right?
Uh-huh.
And
we use those funds right now to help grow the business, but predominantly it's used for sponsorships and things within the community for other.
So we had Youth Options Shasta join the chamber, so we turned around and sponsored the Mud Run.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
And we have a very wide variety. We have a nice slice of Shasta County.
Yeah.
We have about 105 members now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joined all organically, and it's been great.
Well, and so
and it's just a reminder of how big Shasta County is because we've got two members just joined from MacArthur,
yeah.
Right? So our Shasta County chamber meetings, we call them roundups. We do remind people that they are, that we are the Shasta County Chamber. So we do have them in Redding. We had one in Sakata. But our last one was in Lakehead, at Lakehead Resort.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you know, food and
do people drive up for that.
They do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had one in Shingleton.
Of course, you could always have Zoom meetings too.
Yeah.
You know, might
but this is part, this is, we really, our big thing is we really want to get together in person because it really kind
idea.
Of bounces together.
No, that's a good
and,
idea.
And we try to be at plenty of time in advance so that our members know if they're going to be traveling that they're not doing it just because they're a member, but they're also going to support the business. They're one of their fellow business owners, you know. Mm-hmm. And we always, the money that we collect on dues also is used to pay for, you know, hors d'oeuvres and things like that wherever we go. So we actually buy product from the location that we're at for all of our members. So when they come, they're leaving full. They've gotten to eat and drink. And so it's kind of a little bit of a, you know, a push to showcase the venue and what they have to offer so everybody can get a taste of what they do so that if you know if you want
so our to next it. Roundup is Saturday April 6th up in at the Old Merck in MacArthur and
wow.
so whoever's driving up from here, we're setting up a bunch of local businesses up there to meet.
Yep.
So we can have like a just little you know
and
networking
50
session.
Of our members 50 of our members will be helicoptered up there in our new helicopter that we just purchased. That's the people there.
That's next year.
Well, that could work.
Yeah, right. That's why we're volunteers, because we're using the money on that kind of
on
stuff.
On that helicopter. Right. Okay.
And that's a joke. I mean, you have to tell people.
People would, I know. Most people would understand that.
Yeah.
The thing about this is with Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. Now, what about the other counties? Are you kind of linking in, trying to link in with them? Because, again, this goes back into building our area, our region up here.
It's all about linking together.
Okay.
And that's what Nigel has done for the last 2 years.
Two things. It's about linking together, but it's also about Shasta County having the opportunity to lead the pack, right? Because we are in the middle. We are in the center of the wheel. We're on I-5, right? We have the airport. And so I think Shasta County has not been engaged at all by itself, but yet it still leads the pack in spite of itself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now I think with some effort, we can actually help the surrounding counties.
Yep.
Well, I think we can. You know,
well, we should.
You know, there was an event a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. that bicycle race that came from Oregon down mm-hmm. into here. I mean, it was a tough race.
Mm-hmm.
But it brought people from literally all over the world
yep.
to come here and bike in it.
Yep.
Have you thought about that being at some point a part of the Wonderland, the North State Wonderland
Once.
County, you know, the county Chambers of Commerce is to put on events like this? I mean,
absolutely,
we're perfect up here.
But once Shasta County is established, so once we have this built up and it's and we have the tourism aspect of it and built up, right? Explore Shasta County, and once that's built and it's and Shasta County is secure, then we'll do that for sure. It's not going to take long.
No,
but absolutely.
And there's other things too. As more and more tourists come up, you'll see things all of a sudden starting to appear like zip lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got some areas up here that people had talked about them before along the I-5 that you could put a zip line in, a 1 mile zip line, you know, going. You might have to, you know, go back and forth.
There's some great ones in Colorado, by the way.
Oh, no, I rode the ones in Colorado, and I mean, they were spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that GoPro and put it on your helmet. We still have videos that we look at every so often and people screaming as they're coming through. And, you know, the fact is that we have the area and we have people that are entrepreneurs. We just have to, you know, they just have to be able to get the funding to be able to put on events like this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those build it and they will come
yep.
type of thing.
No.
Well, they're already driving through it.
they're driving through. How, you know, you figure out how many 100,000 cars a day pass yeah. by Redding. We need to.
We have those numbers.
Yeah, I know. We need to siphon off like 4 or 5% of that.
That's right.
Yeah, just to come in.
Yeah.
And we've got some great things down here. You know, you got Turtle Bay, and you've got this new light extravaganza that's going to start Friday. You've got the lake. You've got, you know, and Mount Lassen, totally underused.
Absolutely.
Totally underused.
It's one of the most underutilized national parks in the nation.
Yeah.
Burney Falls.
Right. Is Burney Falls open? I thought they were closing it for a bit. Anyway, but Burney Falls.
I think they're trying to manage because it is overcrowded. The problem is there's just too many cars trying to get in and not enough space.
That could be.
So that's something.
It's too successful.
Yeah, that's something that has to be addressed.
And we need to be able
managed.
To take advantage of that.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the best trout fishery in the United States, you know, in the United States right here on the SAC. And, you know, that's something else that you could tie it into other things.
So we just want to be able to introduce our community as a whole, Shasta County, to those opportunities collectively, right? Yeah.
And we're not opposed to partnering with people, right? So
yeah.
It's not like we're not doing this to have control. We're doing this to really link organizations together that, again, somebody may have one resource and somebody may have another resource, and you bring those two resources together, and then, boom, you've got something. You've made magic somehow, right?
Right.
So that's really what we're trying to do is use the community to bring them together and help ourselves
okay.
build things.
Okay. I'm here with Nigel Skeet and James Masada. They're from the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, but it's much more than that. It's also building a regional adventure land up here mm-hmm. with our 12 counties. We get 2% of all the money that's spent here in California, which is in the billions, by the way.
$100 billion.
$100 billion in tourism. We have 2% of it. What can we do to bring it up to 5%? Just think 5% of that, and the amount of revenue that would come in that would pay for things like jails and pay for things like.
But just remember, with that kind of an influx comes responsibility, right? And
absolutely.
Where that money is spent and how it's spent to better the area for the people that live
that's
here.
That's right. And, I mean, we woefully underuse this area.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Okay, got to take a break. Hey, the Reading Grange is having a spaghetti feed fundraiser to benefit their scholarship fund. Help us help a couple of great local students. It's going to be Saturday, April 7th, from 1 to 6 p.m. Eat in or take out or drive through. Spaghetti with meatballs, salad and garlic bread. You know, the experts at making this. They also have a raffle with lots of prizes. For more information, call John at 365-5978. You can buy tickets in advance or at the door. Also, the Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International is having their 30th annual banquet Saturday, April 27th at the Wind River Event Center. It starts at 5, and they have dinner at 6:30, auctions, drawings, games. Drawings include guns, hunts, hunting and outdoor gear, artwork, and items for the ladies. Let me tell you, I've emceed this for years now, and they have a great selection of firearms, but then the hunts they have, the artwork, it is absolutely fantastic. For more information, go to scireading.org or... you can call Ed at... Scott at 530-221-4650. So this is a great event. If you get a chance to go to this, we always enjoy ourselves at this banquet. The money stays here for Habitat. They also do scholarships out of there. All the kids that come there get great prizes. Great prizes. All the kids that show up there. Okay, we're going to take a break and be right back. 7:48 in the morning here on the 26th of March.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 752.
Shout out to Dr. Neil.
Dr. Neil.
Yes. Ben's dad.
Ben's dad. I didn't know you knew Ben's dad, and I didn't know there were seven of you, Ben. You never confided in me.
No, they're secretive.
They are. Seven other, are they all like you?
Siblings.
No, sir.
You mean I couldn't interchange them in there in the production room?
No.
Baby Davey, he would know the board.
Oh, Davey. Yeah, well, Davey. Davey would like it, except he'd be in there playing music all the time. 7:53 in the morning, and I'm here with Nigel Skeet and James Masada, two of my favorite people, and I have been for a long time.
Long time.
A long time. Mm-hmm. And if you ever come in my office, you're going to see a photo behind our desk of Linda and I and Odina the Wonder Horse. And that was Nigel. Just a fantastic photographer. I'm not going to get in his background, but he was the photographer to the great stars down in Hollywood.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah, but you know what? You came up here and you liked Reading. Raising,
love it.
Raising your twins.
You should start a new animal portrait studio.
No, I'm good.
I'm I'm still whining about my photo for the Enjoy magazine because it made me look like I'm getting ready to hurt somebody.
That was the point.
That was the, you're the boss. You're the OG. You're like in the middle with the ringleaders, like my team.
I've seen those eyes before, and now I'm afraid to walk on the street. We're talking about the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce that they began, and over 100 members now. And what it is it's not just a city chamber of commerce, but and you can belong to a city chamber of commerce.
We encourage it.
Yeah, also become part of the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, and it's a way, of course, of just like every chamber of integration of efforts. Mm-hmm. But also, there's a bigger thing on this. If tying in, you know, if you had these Trinity Chamber of Commerce and, you know, over there on the coast, Humboldt yep. County Chamber of Commerce, is to work together to bring people here to our beautiful area for vacations. Not to live here, but to come here, spend their money, get...
I'm like, stay, right, play, now, and
have,
go.
Yeah, we have 2% of the $100 billion industry of tourism up here in Northern California. Mm-hmm. Just think how much that would be if we had 5%. And, you know, and that's kind of like the bottom line.
That's right.
If we can attract people up here to a beautiful area.
But in order to get there, Shasta County needs to be engaged.
Yeah, Shasta County is going to be the centerfold of this place.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, and I threw this out there, like, for events. What kind of events could this region have? I mean, I guess the
I'll answer that. You can answer the rest. But, yeah. But
I like the way you reached over and slapped it.
I know.
The thing is, there are already really great events happening in Shasta County that aren't promoted.
Yes.
Right?
True.
So, for example, the archery, the archery thing, right?
We have one
we
of
have
the
world champions coming in here.
Right. Yes. There's stuff like that all over.
So, you know, and in my opinion, things like the Reading Rodeo, right? Mm-hmm. It's a staple, but we could make that bigger, right? Coolie April Nights is one of the best in the country, but we could make that bigger, right? So we already have established Shasta County events that if we just poured something into some more promotion into them, it would those things alone. The fishing,
fishing,
right?
You know, like I said, I think a zip line would be just fantastic up here. You know, more athletic events.
Mm-hmm.
Movies in the park.
Well, I mean, and we all naturally our trail society here has done an absolute stunning job, both for paved and unpaved. Yeah. Mountain biking is just a complete natural thing. We have an established, overlanding, companies are already here. So overlanding is a huge thing. I mean,
that's the thing. We have stuff here.
We have people that there's two launch sites for if you do the parasailing. I mean, there's so much stuff already here. It's just not widely known outside the area.
We haven't even touched on equestrian. The equestrian business in California is 400,000 horses in California.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got all the statistics here from the state.
Mm-hmm.
How big an industry this
is. Well, look at, I mean.
And yet we don't have an organized equestrian events up here.
Exactly.
You know, well, people pay thousands.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying is that you can, you know.
I mean, look at what Rolling Hills Casino has done, right? I mean, they obviously see that.
It.
And they put in a massive equestrian center, and it continues to expand and grow. I mean, they keep investing in it. It gets better and better and better.
Oh, yeah. But you think about up here.
Yep.
People pay thousands of dollars to go on a horseback camping trip where you go up into a spot, say in the Trinity Mountains, and you set up there. There's plenty of places up there, and you spike out every day and you ride, and people will pay $1,000 a day to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, we haven't even touched on that part. I mean, you know, really. I mean, yeah. I know there's thoughts about it, and how do we do that? I mean, we passed up the equestrian center once, but anyway. Okay, how do people join your
ShastaCountyChamber.com.
Okay.
$97 a year.
Easy breezy.
You get a free Reading Buzz shout out on Facebook when you join.
Okay.
Which is great. It's been a great partnership so far.
Yeah. That actually has been, yeah. People love it.
And so, it's been a really good organic growing, chamber. And so everybody's welcome. We're non-discriminatory.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And here's a fancy pen for you, Carl. This is about the extent of our fancy gadgets right now.
Yeah. Okay.
ShastaCountyChamber.com.
Nigel Skeet, James Masada, both of y'all well-known around town, very trusted. So thank you very much for joining me this morning. It won't be the last time.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, sure. After the news, we're going to have Mark Story from Haven Humane coming in, catching us up on what's happening.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
East Coast Transportation Link. A huge stretch of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed early today. The support pier hit by a huge container ship. The bridge carried I-695 over the Patapsco River, a major global shipping hub at the port of Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says that so far there is no evidence of foul play.
We are still investigating what happened, but we are quickly gathering details. The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
The governor says the ship issued a Mayday call after losing power prior to the crash, allowing authorities to limit traffic on the span before it went down. Search and rescue crews have so far rescued two people. One was not injured. The other is hospitalized in serious condition. There are indications the two may have been part of a construction crew that was on the bridge at the time of the collapse, and that was around 1:30 this morning. Supreme Court justices will soon be deciding a case focusing on access to the abortion pill, mifepristone.
In Tuesday morning's oral arguments, pro-life advocates will ask the Supreme Court to uphold two lower courts that said the Food and Drug Administration acted unlawfully when it removed safeguards for the abortion pill. Alliance Defending Freedom, which is representing the challengers, will argue that the FDA has endangered women's health.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A Russian court has ordered American journalist Evan Gerskovich to remain jailed at least through the end of June. Gerskovich, his employer, and the U.S. government insist the spy allegations lodged against the reporter are unfounded, and they are demanding his immediate release by Russia. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 108 points, the Nasdaq 34 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
The opposition candidate is expected to be confirmed as the next president of Senegal after emerging with a first-round majority in national elections.
Bassirou Diomaye Faye said he will govern with humility and will tackle corruption. Mr. Faye, who is 44, will be Senegal's youngest head of state yet. Earlier this month, he was still in jail on charges including insurrection. The official results have yet to be announced. By the candidate of the governing coalition, Amadou Ba, has admitted defeat. The outgoing president, Macky Sall, described Mr. Faye's victory as a win for the people of Senegal.
That's the BBC's Thomas Nardi. Dozens of tractors have sealed off streets close to European Union headquarters, where 27 EU agriculture ministers are meeting to discuss the crisis in the sector that has led to months of demonstrations. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The Japanese cabinet approves a plan to sell future next-generation fighter jets it's developing with Britain and Italy to other countries.
Japan has long restricted arms exports under the country's pacifist constitution, but has rapidly taken steps to deregulate amid growing tensions in the region to help give Japan a technological edge against regional rivals China and Russia. Japan, which was previously working on a homegrown design called the FX, agreed in December 2022 to merge its efforts with a British-Italian program called the Tempest for deployment in 2035. The joint project, known as the Global Combat Air Program, or the GCAP, is based in the UK. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Austin meeting today with his Israeli counterpart, discussing ways to address the Hamas threat without a ground invasion of Rafah. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 26th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. I got Ben at the helm, and we found out it's National Diabetes Awareness Day. And National Nougat Day. So, you know what? There's got to be more than that. So I'm going to make it like this. It's National Submarines with Screen Door Days.
Let's go. Do we know if there's any submarines with screen doors?
Well, if there was, it hasn't come up yet. Once it went under the water. How about National Drive the Hose in the Back of a C-141 refueler day.
I like get that. Behind that
he
one.
Said if there was, it hasn't come up yet.
We'll make
just,
it happen.
You just get it?
No, I got it.
Okay, let's see, where are we? Oh, the weather. Okay, enjoy today, my friends. It's going to be a high near 65. It's going to be beautiful. Tonight starts getting cloudy, and tomorrow showers, mainly after 11 a.m., with a high near 55, and it's going to rain. And the showers and possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow night. So get ready. And with wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Thursday, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 57, and Thursday night showers. Friday, showers, chance of precipitation 80%. Friday night showers, and then Saturday, it starts to kind of clear off, and then Sunday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers, and Monday, though, sunny with a high near 71. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been there for 25 years, providing just great customer service to their customers. They do treat their customers like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. It's a veteran-owned business that's won awards for hiring veterans. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We've kind of missed each other over the last, and I don't mean that like missed each other, but we've missed you being on the show because you've had what? You have conferences you go to. Well, you have Disneyland.
We did last month.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Yeah. We just couldn't do breakfast.
Oh, that's right. And then he and I always go out for breakfast afterwards and argue about who's paying for it. I've paid for 12 times in a row. I haven't figured that out yet. But
smarter, not harder.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I've already lost a piece of paper you gave me
You sure did.
Already, it's gone.
So I will tell the animal story first. We'll start there. Okay. So
give me a chance to.
And this
it.
Is kind of a bittersweet story. So in 2013, a stray 3-year-old gray cat was brought to the shelter. We named her Bunny. Her ears were all torn up due to ear mites chewing on them, which means they had been pretty bad. During her spay surgery, our veterinarian trimmed her ragged ears so they would be nice and smooth again shortly after Bunny was adopted. Fast forward to February 2024, a stray 14-year-old gray cat with short round ears is brought to the shelter. It's Bunny. The information on her microchip had not been kept up to date, so we weren't able to reach her owner. We housed Bunny in Sasha's playhouse, and she would be the first of the 5 cats there to come to visitors for petting and love. So our Sasha's playhouse is like a big community cat room, so that we have like 5 cats in there. So people can just walk in and get lovin's from all of them. She loved chin scratches and pets. She has an old girl meow, which is very unique to her. She's a wonderful, loving girl, but not many adopters want to take home a 14-year-old cat. We had a backup foster plan if Bunny didn't get adopted, but on March 19th, we celebrated Bunny's adoption. We're happy she will be loved and cared for at a home in her last years.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. And her ears are different. They're more like when they were trimmed up. I'm trying to think. It's another cat, and I'm trying to think of what it would be. But
what are those? The ones with the smashed in faces. Yeah, they look like that.
Smashed in faces.
Yeah,
you mean Persians or Himalayan?
Yeah, it looks more like a Persian almost. The ears, but they're just real short and rounded off because unfortunately
it was a happy story.
The ear mites. Yeah, it's good. So
I've got a movie you got to go see.
Uh-oh.
It's called Arthur the King.
Oh, yeah, I want to see it. Did you see it?
Saw it. Great movie. You know what? It's a great movie. And even though that, a lot of times you say based on a true story, and the only thing it means is there was a dog in it, and everything else is false. No. They changed the setting from Sweden, from where the guy that wrote the book, to Colorado. And Mark Wahlberg plays the lead person in this. And they probably added some things.
Oh, I'm sure.
But the story itself and the photos you see at the end of the movie shows all this stuff happened with this dog who accompanied one of those adventure race 350 miles or further, 4-person team, cross rivers, through jungles, up cliffs, and a final kayaking across the ocean. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. And yeah, I mean, there's no superheroes in it except this dog. And it's not a superhero. It's a dog and a guy that they bond immediately.
Yeah, I'll probably wait till it comes out to watch it at home because I know I'm going to cry in that movie. So
you probably would.
Oh, I know I will. It's got animals in it.
It does. Okay. Hey, Doggy Dash was big.
Doggy Dash was great. Yeah, we had 129 participants this year, which was fantastic.
Was it raining?
It was beautiful weather.
Good.
We had a lot of people register the day of, which is great. We're hoping to have a lot more next year. We had lots of dogs out there, lots of costumes. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was perfect weather. So we're looking to make a few changes to next year's event. I think it's going to be, changes for the better, obviously. But I mean, it's such a beautiful course because it runs right through, right across the bridge, the sundial, and then around the Arboretum loop, and then through the Arboretum, and then across. So it's really nice. We had some hardcore runners that came out, got some great times. Congrats to all the winners. And then we also had people that came out, hardcore costume people. So they were in really great costumes. Their dogs were in really great costumes. Then we had people that just wanted to support Haven, which was fantastic. And they just came out, had a great walk through a beautiful, beautiful venue. And, brought their dogs and their family. It was a lot of fun. So yeah, a lot of fun. It was great. It was a great day. I mean, it started early for us, but it ended pretty early too, cause we're done by noon. So, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah. We appreciate everybody who sponsored it. Everybody showed up and looking forward to next year.
Well, good. I'm glad that happened. I think you have to add another distance in there. The quarter mile stroll.
Yeah. Right.
For people with short dogs.
Well, we're talking about taking away the 10K because it's a 5K, 10K, and we're actually talking about taking away the 10K because we only have a few people that do the 10K. And so we may take that away and focus on the 5K part, but we haven't made a decision yet.
5K and 3K.
5K, 3K, yeah, I don't – that's
a mile.
Yeah, no, I got you. But I mean, the 5K, people walk the 5K. And it's, oh, yeah. It's so nice because the last part of it goes through the Arboretum itself. Yeah. And it's really pretty going through there. So, and we have people that, you know, they take their time, and that's totally fine. We're there.
Well, that's
they're
fine.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we enjoy it, you know.
Sounds like a good time.
It was great.
And it's good for the dogs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. No cats.
No cats. No cats. That would be bad.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is your place to go to check out all your insurance and financial needs. Yeah, it's all under one roof, started by Judy Maxwell in 1993. With State Farm just leaving the state, not writing any more, I shouldn't say leaving the state, but just not writing any more policies, you might say you might need some help here. And finding a good insurance plan for your home. How about health insurance? What about business insurance? What about your retirement plans? Well, if you give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441, they're more than happy to give you a free review and evaluation of your policies and what they can do to help. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, rated number one in the best of the North State. And there's a reason. They are the best. Locally owned, they've been there for 30 years. A couple of different owners, but Rebecca and Henry have had it probably for the last 10 years. And just do a wonderful job there. A great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. This is the only place that we go to shop for jewelry because we know we're going to get quality at a fair price. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we talked about the Doggy Dash, and it was great. Now, this is a new one, Dine to Donate, at T-Bar and Fusion Cafe.
Yeah, so T-Bar, it is over at the mall. It's actually right next to Chick-fil-A in that little
corner spot. Okay, I know exactly where you're talking about now. Yeah.
So it's one of my favorite restaurants in town to go to at lunch. I love that place. Yes, they've got bowls with all kinds of stuff you can get, and then they've got lots of great teas, and I don't even really like tea very much, but I love their teas. They're amazing. So they are going to be doing a fundraiser for us. We really appreciate that. It's going to be Thursday, April 11th between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. They've done it for the whole day. So you have to mention Haven when you place your order, and a percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Haven. And then we'll also have a dog or two there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So we hope to see you there for the lunch hour. So we'll have a dog or two there right there on the patio. They are dog friendly as well. They have a nice like fireplace out or I don't know if it's considered a fireplace, but a heat source outside and a little water feature right there outside as well. And they've got a really nice patio. So a lot of people do bring their dogs and stuff out there, which is great. So, and like I said, the food is really, really good. So that will be Thursday, April 11th. So please join us there.
T-Bar and Fusion Cafe over there by across from Chick-fil-A. Okay, getting ready for the memorial, the Daniel Zanin.
Yeah, the Daniel Zanin Memorial Putt for Paws Golf Tournament. We have changed venues, so we are moving to Tierra Oaks this year.
It's a great place to play golf.
It is. It's. I think it's the most difficult course in town, but it's a lot of fun. It's in really good shape right now. They've really made a lot of changes to it, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're really excited about this. We had a meeting with our team last week. It went really well. We're really excited. So it's going to be Friday, May 17th at Tierra Oaks. It's going to be a four-person scramble. And you can register your teams today at havenhumane.org under ways to give. So that's where you would register. It's $125 per golfer. We're registering teams, so it's $500 for a team. We're going to have lots of sponsors, lots of fun stuff, lots of raffles, great prizes. That's one of the things we love. And then we're going to have a lunch as well after we come in. And there's just a lot of stuff planned. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff on the holes. There's it's just going to be a really great day. I'm really excited. I love our golf tournament.
It's great.
And we always get compliments on the prizes and everything else for the winners, but also the raffles. We got some really great raffle stuff coming up. So it's going to be a good time. We can have up to 29 teams, so that's going to go fairly quickly. So havenhumane.org, ways to give, or you can call 241-5262 and talk to our amazing development team.
Okay. And that is a good time, by the way. We Linda and I had a great time. We had to play golf. That was the only problem. You know, just driving around and seeing people. I mean, that's really kind of a lot of fun, but it made me swing the club.
Yeah, well.
Now and then.
Sometimes that happens in a golf tournament.
Yeah, and we can't get a pro.
Sometimes swinging the club happens more for others than it does some.
You know what?
I'll tell you, the people that win, they've found a way to swing the club less.
Well, frankly, you know, you come in here and you donate to Haven Humane, and then I want my money's worth. So I'm out there. I swing that club a lot. But
yeah.
I get my money's worth.
I get my money's worth, exactly.
Yeah, there's other people. Yeah. In fact, I think they get cheated when they only swing it 70 times.
I promise you I'm going to see a lot more of the course than the winners will.
I've gone waiting before on these courses.
But hey, here's the thing. It's best ball. So as long as one of the other three people on my team hits straight, I can just go see the course, pick up my ball, and then go back and see the
Well, it's
the
not even hit straight. It just gets further out. Right. And then, you know, and then we all look for the ball.
Right.
Okay.
But that's part of the fun of a scramble. And that's what I like about doing tournaments, especially fundraising tournaments. They're a lot of fun. There's not a whole lot of pressure. It's just a lot of fun, and that's what it's about. And it helps out the animals for sure. So, we also, just to save the date, we have our Zumba Bash, which is coming up August 17th. We'll talk about that more when we get closer. And then, of course, our Bark, Wine, and Brew Gala will be Saturday, October 5th at Wind River. Both Zumba Bash and Bark, Wine, and Brew are at Wind River Event Center. And the theme this year for our Bark, Wine, and Brew is going to be superheroes and villains. And so we will have the best costume contest as well for the tables, like we have the last few years. But that will be October 5th, so a couple save the dates. Also, along with those, our 2024 event sponsorship opportunities are available. For more information, you can call the development department at 241-5262, or you can email events@havenhumane.org. Again, that's events@havenhumane.org, or call 241-5262.
Okay. The Bark, Wine, and Brew is another super, super event. I know you talked about it. I just wanted to talk about it. It's a super event.
Yeah.
It's always sold out.
It's always sold out. And, you know, I was very hesitant to do the themes. I think I told you this off air. But the themes have been so much fun. And
people
really get into it. They dress up, but they come in. Last year, I think we had four or five tables at least that came in, and they decorated their own tables in the morning before they even came, and then they came back in the evening. And that's something that people can do.
I'm thinking that if a friend of ours is still around, I'm going to dress up this year.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Wow.
The ultimate hero.
Well, you're going to want to see that. I think that alone is worth ticket price, right?
I think so. Okay.
It's going to be fun.
Haven Happenings.
Yeah, so our Marks Monday mashup has been changed to Haven Happenings, and the format continues to, I'm going to say, get better. It's changing a little bit, but it's getting better. The last couple weeks, and I think we'll roll with this for a little while, I've been doing the intro and the outro for it, but then we've been having somebody on staff. Sarah's been doing it. Haley did it. We have some of our staff members that are introducing an animal and talking about them. The reason I do that is so that you can get to know some of our team as well as the animals that are up for adoption, because without the team, there would be no Haven, and our team is absolutely amazing. So I love showing them off and introducing them to you guys and really letting them talk about the animals, and I let them pick the animals. Because then, you know, they're going to pick an animal that they know, they love, they've cared for more than likely, and they're going to be able to tell you more about them better than I can, who may not know the animal as well. So it's a lot of fun, and like I said, then you get to meet the staff as well, and the staff is absolutely amazing. Every single day, they surprise me in one way or another. It's every day.
Well, it takes more than, you know, it takes a genuine want to do this.
Oh, yeah, for
because
sure.
It's tough.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very difficult. And I mentioned it before.
I don't mean tough physically, but
it is tough physically. It's very tough. Cleaning those kennels is very tough. Those hoses, just the hoses alone is tough. Just taking the sprayer on and off is tough. I mean, it is difficult, and it's a lot of work for them. And the physical toll is definitely there for a lot of the jobs, but the mental toll and the heartache is even worse. And they all deal with that. And, you know, My Haven Happenings is also going to start hopefully including some volunteers as well, because they are a huge part of our team as well. And I want people to understand that and to see them and meet some of these volunteers. I've talked about it before. The last probably year and a half now have been the most difficult that I've seen in my 14 years in animal care. Just the number of animals coming through the door has been obscene. I mean, there's not a better word for it. And, you know, our team has been dealing with it with the love and care that they always do and the respect for every animal. No matter what the outcome is, they still always get that love, care, and respect until the very end. We hope that that end is adoption or returning them to their owners, but sometimes it's not. And, you know, our team takes that home. It's easy to tell them, don't take it home, leave it at work, but it's really hard to do. And I tell them that all the time, but I have yet to figure out how to do that myself. So,
It is tough.
Yeah. And, yeah. You know, I'm going to say this really quickly because I don't want to dwell on this, but our team gets blamed for the problems in the community all the time, and people point the finger at Haven, and that hurts, I think, more than anything else.
For what?
Well, because they had a bad experience, and they blame us for it. And 100% of the time, the animals are in our care because of a mistake by another human. Could be a bad decision intentionally, could be unintentional, could be an accident. That's fine. But it's not us. We're there as part of the solution, not part of the problem, and we get blamed a lot. And I hate that for our team, because our team comes in, regardless of that, every single day and pours their heart and soul into the job and helping the animals and saving absolutely as many as we can. We never have an animal come in that we don't intend to save. So, I'll let it go at that.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Central Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. What can I say? This place has been there since 1960. In fact, Mark's been going there since the day it opened when he graduated from college. This is locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. I've never had a bad haircut there, and they're just very pleasant people. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It looks like a barbershop. It smells like a barbershop. It's a great barbershop. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478, which you can do, and so it works out on your schedule, or you can just drop in. If they've got an empty spot, boom, you get a great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold. It's on the window. It's been there since 1960. We'll be right back.
Hey. You can love it, you can leave it. They say nothing but darling. Don't need to keep you down. What if I don't need it? There's something about it that just breaks me out.
On April 4th at the Wind River Event Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Redding Rancheria.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes? It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Carl Bott here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, on the cusp of technology there with the TAVR valve replacement, the Guardsman early warning for heart attacks, the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. So many things they're doing there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. New procedures that keeps people from having to drive 3-4 hours to get to southern areas in Sacramento or further south. And they have them there, right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Like I said, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
I want to say something about Funky Town.
Okay.
So sometimes songs take me back. Sam, my daughter, which you know Sam.
Yeah.
Our daughter was in Kids Unlimited back when Kids Unlimited was around, and that was one of the big songs that they did. So that took me right back to watching my kid perform Funky Town at Kids Unlimited. So that's pretty good.
Hey, you know what? Vehicle donations. The only reason I'm bringing this up, it's real quick, is I got a phone call. I think I said this last month, but I got a phone call from Trinity County from a lady. She says, how do we do this? And I said, is your car in Trinity County? And she goes, oh no, it's down in Redding. And I gave her your phone number. So I don't know what happened after that, but she really wanted to donate their vehicle.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of people that have done this over the last, I think we've been doing this now for almost 2 years. So we partnered with Cars, Inc., and every vehicle donation, whether it's car, truck, motorcycle, motorhome, camping trailer, or boat, helps us provide quality care services. They help us with the animals. Donate's easy. It's very simple. You call 855-500-7433. Again, that's 855-500-7433. Or you click through our website, havenhumane.org, under ways to give, and donate a vehicle. Cars, Inc. will tow your vehicle at no cost and send you a tax deduction receipt. So they will do all the paperwork, which is great. And it does not have to be running. So
No, they'll come up and pick them up.
Yeah, they will. And we've had tons of vehicles, more than I thought. I think we're in the 30s now, which is great. So
and some of them have, and they don't even have to roll.
Some of them brought in a couple hundred, some of them brought in a couple thousand. It's pretty much everything in between. And that's great. And so it's, you know, if you, it's, we're coming up on spring. If you're doing the spring cleaning, you got that car that's been sitting out there and you just don't know what to do with it and you really want to get rid of it, this is a great option and a great way to do it because you will get a tax deduction out of it and it will go to get sold and then the money will go to us. And they only take a small percentage as well. So it's not like a big percentage. I can't remember what the split is. I want to say it's like 80-20, which is fantastic. So, they do give majority of the money that is done and they do all of the work, by the way. We don't even see the cars. They do all of the work, so it is a great program.
Now, as long as we're talking about that, I want to talk about the Roundup app real quick.
Sure.
That works, and it's painless.
Yeah, you just sign up for the Roundup app on your smartphone to round up your purchases, and your extra cents will go to Haven Humane. Go to the donate page again on our website, havenhumane.org, for the link, or go to roundupapp.com on your phone's app site. And basically what it does is if you go to buy whatever, groceries, and it comes to 89 cents, it's just going to round up to a dollar, so it's going to donate 11 cents to Haven. And so you set the parameters of how much you want to donate every month. So it won't donate more than that. So if you put in $10 a month, it will not go over that $10. And then at the end of the year, they give you a tax deductible receipt on how much you donated.
It's a painless way to give.
And, yeah, it's a very easy way to do
it. I'm ashamed that I haven't done that, but I will today. And just because you don't feel it. You just know that if it costs 80 cents or you've got another, it's a $4.20, the other 80 cents goes to
a
great cause.
If you're like me, when I do pay cash and I get change back, I'm pretty sure I've changed. It's been sitting in the same spot for years because I don't do anything with the change. So it's kind of the same principle.
I put it into this. I tell you what I do with change.
I put it in a bucket and bring it.
I put it in a bucket, yeah.
But I only do it every few years. But, I mean, I guess you do get it back. Yeah. So, but it is an easy way if you want to donate. So,
all right. We were talking and about how many animals you get in, and but you've adopted out 150 dogs and 112 cats since January.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah. You've taken in 360.
Yeah, we've taken in 360 dogs and 200 cats. So we're really full. And I've talked about this before. I mean, there have been many days this year where we've had pop-up crates in between our kennels because we're just out of space. The amount of dogs coming through the door is just, like I said, it's just obscene. There's tons of guesses as to why that is. I think, one of the biggest things is, that people bred during COVID for whatever reason to make money for the miracle of whatever. I don't really care what excuse they used. We're just have so many. I think the economy is part of it as well. And I think it's kind of a combination of a bunch of different things, but regardless, I don't really care how it happened because now we have this position and we need to get this position. We need to get out of this position. So we're working hard to do that. Our team works hard every single day, and adoptions is one of the best ways. So people can definitely go on our Facebook page, on our website. They can share the links to our adoptable animals because maybe they're not looking for one, but maybe they know somebody who is. So, and then, like, you help every week when we've got Katrina come in with the adoptable pet of the week.
I tell you what, the animals you bring in here, I think I can only think of one exception in all the years you all been coming in. And that dog was levitating throughout the whole 10, 12 minutes we were in here. Every other animal you've brought in here has just been adorable. Enough so that we're really thinking about this one, but he's got an appointment today
at 1 p.m. He's got an appointment at 1.
And you know what? He'll probably be adopted. He's a great, great animal. I'm not going to mention his name. I would if I knew the people were listening right now, I'd talk about mange. But
he doesn't have mange.
We were talking. I mean, Linda has been fixated on this dog since she's seen it, and she goes, "You know, we could do this." I said, "Yeah, we don't have enough in our lives right now, but you know, when if he spoke to Linda."
Yeah, well, I tell people all the time, you know, if you're going to go to the shelter and adopt, if you want to go to the shelter, adopt a dog or a cat, this applies for both. Don't come in with any preconceived notions. Don't come in with, I'm going to adopt a lab, or I'm going to adopt a pit bull, or I'm going to adopt a chihuahua. Just go in and say, I'm looking to add to our family, and I want to get a dog. And walk through, and I promise you one dog will relate to you and will pick you, and you'll know that it's the right decision. And that may not happen the first time you go in either. You may have to go back 2, 3, 4 times, and that's fine. We encourage that. Now, I will say this too. We are super busy with stuff, so if you're serious about adopting, we're going to go ahead and we're going to let you meet and greet the animals. But if you're not, then we only have 2 meet and greet rooms. So we have to be careful with that as well. But if you want to adopt and you want to meet a dog and you think that that dog is the dog for you, yeah, we're going to introduce you guys, let you spend some time together and see if it is the right
or the
match.
Cat.
Or the cat, yeah.
I tell you what, since I've been watching those damn reels on Facebook, I have come to think that cats are a special kind of animal.
I feel like
cats, but they're God.
I feel like dogs are looking for their owners, their family, their new best friend, and cats are looking for their next employee.
I feel like
it's more with cats, it's more like an interview, like, okay, so what time do you plan on feeding me every day? I mean, are you going to miss any days? How often are you home? How often can I expect scratches? I feel like it's an interview with a cat. I mean, cats are great. I love cats, but they're so much more independent, and the way that they interact is so different. Don't get me wrong. They'll cuddle on your lap, and they'll purr, and they'll do all of that stuff. But a lot of them want to do it on their time and only on their time, and it cracks me up every single time.
What they say is, the dog says, oh, look, these people feed me and love on me and all that. They must be gods. And then the cat says, these people feed me and love on me. I must be a god.
Yep, that's exactly right. And that's how they act, too.
Okay, we got to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is in Sacramento and dealing with parents and medical and all that kind of stuff. I'll be back tomorrow. So, you know what? Toby Keith died at 62. It's one of my favorite songs ever is that song right there. And he used to sing that when he was out. And of course, when he was big in the USO, and he would come out and visit all these places, Afghanistan, Iraq, always.
You know, you'll relate to this, but, you know, when you're deployed, you listen to a lot of music when you get time, you know. And I'll tell you, Toby Keith got me through more than one deployment. I listened to Toby a lot, so when he passed, that was a hit.
Yeah.
He was such a big supporter of
military.
The military folks and the veterans and did so much. And so, yeah, that was was a big loss.
Remember Bat Out of Hell? Okay. When we attacked during Desert Storm and the group I was in, we went blowing through the gap there. I had that thing cranked up, Bat Out of Hell. And that was with me in Desert Storm, Somalia, and Iraq the next time. it just seemed like it fit. Okay, where are we at here? Oh, microchips, volunteering. This is the backbone of Haven Humane.
Yeah, we love our volunteers. They're absolutely amazing. We just had a whole bunch of them do our doggy dash with us. We couldn't have done it without them. We had them out on the course. We had them set up. We had them do all that stuff. So there's tons of stuff. I mean, when people think about volunteers, they think about walking dogs and socializing cats. And yes, that's a big, big part of what we do with our volunteers and what our volunteers do. But it's not the only part. We have volunteers that help with all kinds of stuff. We have a volunteer who is now a staff member, was the one that redid our website as a volunteer, and she's helped out with so many other things. We have people that have helped in development. We have people that help in the hospital, all the time with doing different things. We have folks that help with events like Doggy Dash, like Putt for Paws, Bark, Wine, and Brew. I mean, we have volunteers at all those events, and our volunteers are just amazing. So, and our volunteer coordinator is amazing. Cassie Badman is our volunteer coordinator. She's also our camp director for Camp Love a Pet, and she has made...
That's coming up.
That is coming up. Yeah, and I can't wait.
This is your favorite time, man.
It is. Yes. It's also the busiest, but it's my favorite time. And Cassie has done such an amazing job with our volunteer program. She constantly is looking for new ways to improve it for the volunteers, for the animals, for the organization, and for the community. And she has done a great job of doing that, both the volunteer program and Camp Love a Pet. And so if you are interested in becoming a volunteer and just seeing what it's about, it's really easy. Again, havenhumane.org, go to our website, go to the volunteer, you fill out an application, and then Cassie will be in touch with you about the next steps and the opportunities that are presented as well. And she will talk to you about that so that we can make a good fit for you, because maybe walking dogs isn't what you want to do, and that's fine. We'll find something that would fit your needs and what you want to do to help out.
You got a couple hours a week, they're going to find a spot for you.
Yeah, and she actually... Really cool program she just put together. She had all the ducks in a row when she came to me, so there was no way I could say no, which was great. We just started this. Last week was the first time. It's called Tales on the Town, and one of our volunteers took one of our shelter dogs and spent the day with him. It actually was a dog named Buford, and he went out, and he went to Turtle Bay. He walked around. He had an Adopt Me bandana on. He was
nasty
fast.
Dog. Nasty dog.
Stop.
Nasty dog.
He was fantastic.
I wouldn't turn my back on that dog for a second.
If you haven't figured out, that's the dog that he was talking about.
Yeah,
Buford is great, and he was a great first dog for Tales in the Town. And Heather was our volunteer that took him out, and she went through Starbucks and got him a puppuccino. And
did he like it?
Oh yeah, of course. They all do. I mean, it's just you know.
I would not even change his name. Buford is just right.
It's great. But he was, and so now we're going to have more volunteers doing that. They have to be experienced volunteers, and they're select dogs, and they can pick them up at 9, and they have to have them back by, I think it's 3:30. There's a bunch of rules about where you can go, where you can't go. But this is a new program that she's put together, and I think it'll be very successful. So you may see one of our dogs out with one of our volunteers. They'll be wearing the green volunteer shirt. It's a very fluorescent green shirt. And the dogs will be wearing an Adopt Me either bandana or something on them that says Adopt Me. If you see them, stop and talk to them. Ask them why they volunteer and talk to them about the dog and find out more about what dog they've got out. So that's yet another one of the programs. So again, havenhumane.org, go to the volunteer page, fill out an application, and talk to Cassie.
There you go. Okay. Where do you want to go now?
I want to talk about the vet hospital just because they have so much stuff going on there. So our vaccine clinics are still on Wednesdays. We are still on the 2 to 4 p.m. time. We will switch that over, I believe, in June. But for right now, it's still going to be 2 to 4 p.m. for that. We are still doing up to 7 ferals a day, Monday through Thursday, for the Trap Neuter Release Program. They come in, they get spayed, neutered, and they get rabies vaccinated as well. And they, at the cost of that is $45. We also have vouchers that can help with that cost. We will be reducing that to 5 a day from April 8th to 18th due to one of our veterinarians being on vacation, a much needed vacation. And we also have our Feral Fiesta, which will be the last Thursday of the month, which is this Thursday, where we would do nothing but feral or community cats. And so we will do up to 50 of those. Drop-off time is 7:15. Make sure that you're ready to wait for a little while because we have a lot of cats that come in. And pickup is the same day at 4 p.m. We do have vouchers, again, that can help with that. The City of Reading feral vouchers have all been distributed, so no more will be available until July 1st on those. But there are other vouchers that will help out with that cost.
So how much does that cost? If, you know,
it's $45 would be the total, but then with the vouchers, it can take off anywhere from $20 to $25 off of that cost. So you're looking at $20 to $25. For each cat with the vouchers for those. So that will be, this Thursday is the Feral Fiesta. Let's see. Microchips. Microchip your pet. I mean, I don't need to say more about it. We offer them at Haven. You can get them any day. You can also get them at the vaccine clinic. They're a little less expensive at the vaccine clinic. They're $23. They're $35 anytime. You can bring your animal in, and we will microchip for them. The biggest thing with microchips, kind of going full circle to when we started, you know, if somebody had kept their microchip up to date with Bunny, we may have been able to get a hold of their owner. We don't know what the circumstances behind them not keeping it up to date are. And hopefully they weren't looking for her, but had they kept that microchip up to date, at least we could have contacted them.
Yeah.
So it's really important that you do keep that microchip, and it's super easy. You just call the 1-800 number for whichever company you have. For us, we use Home Again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just tell them, hey, this is my animal, and I changed my phone number. Here's my new phone number. And they change it for you. Sometimes there's a cost. Sometimes there's not. It just depends. But, hey, you know, it's going to be a minimal cost if there is one.
You can put that on almost any animal, right?
You can, yeah.
Because I know horses yeah. are being microchipped too.
They can move a little bit, but with the new ones, they don't move quite as much. But even if they move, the wand, like sometimes we find them like in the back leg and stuff, but whenever we wand an animal, we wand the whole body just to check in case it does
just
move.
Just to make sure.
It normally doesn't move though. Normally you put it in the very back of the neck and normally it stays right there. Like my dogs, I know they're still right where they were put and it's been years, so.
Okay. Well. Let's change the subject totally and talk about that mountain lion attack.
Yeah.
This mountain lion attack, two brothers that were out looking for shed antlers, killed one of them and it severely injured the other. And it turns out when they found it and euthanized it, and it was the one that did it, it was a male lion, healthy, 90 pounds.
Yeah.
90 pounds. Did that. You got to be careful when you're out there in the woods.
Yeah, head on a swivel and never run. Don't, make a lot of noise. Make yourself as big as possible. When you see, and I mean, this goes for pretty much most wildlife that you see, but don't ever run. Running is going to be bad. I guarantee you.
Now you're a prey animal.
I guarantee you there's not many humans that are going to outrun too many animals. So, don't run. Make yourself big.
I just have to run faster than you.
I think too, and it's a horrible tragedy for that family for sure.
It is.
But when you're out in the woods, and they may have been doing this because things happen, right? But head on a swivel. Always be aware of your surroundings, especially when you're in twos.
Somebody
should be looking around while you're doing it.
Well, most people, unfortunately, don't think about this. We have a very, very strong mountain lion population, bear, and now we're getting wolves.
That's what I was just going to say,
You have to be aware of what's happening out there.
We do have three what you could consider apex predators with the mountain lions, the wolves, and the bears as well. So, and I mean, look, normally they were not going to do anything.
No.
So just head on
a
swivel, be prepared, and keep your eye out.
Yeah. Having bear spray with you probably didn't hurt either. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
HavenHumane.org. Now, tomorrow, the DA is going to be with us, and we've got a couple other guests, too, that are going to be joining us. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be a nice day out there, and it starts raining tomorrow. Enjoy yourself, and God bless America.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.